muddled thinking, and muddled morals. In the last 48 hours, we have been treated to some very diverse interpretations of what constitutes the common good. In the Netherlands, for example, it is now legal for doctors to sedate patients with dementia before administering euthanasia, so they do not resist. At the same time, Angela Merkel, long the guardian of the European conscience, has urged that COVID-19 vaccines should be available to poor countries as well as rich ones, on grounds of fairness and possibly self-interest. Matt Hancock has helpfully informed us that Christmas is a special time of year, while not, apparently, going as far as one scientific advisor, who thinks Christmas should be postponed for 6 months because the new programme of restraints the government has devised for us does not go far enough to protect public health. Religious illiteracy is clearly even more widespread than we thought. Public sector pay is to be held at current levels, but the increases for MPs are, at the time of writing, still to go ahead. As to what is happening in Hong Kong or the USA, I dare not comment, for fear that I should have to go into hiding from all sides. Meanwhile, the bark of Peter sails serenely on, according to its own timetable, the liturgical calendar, and its own preoccupations, which are rarely those of politicians or secular society. In his homily for the solemnity of Christ the King, Pope Francis admonished us not to give up on great dreams. It's easy to be dismissive of the Pope. The subjects on which he chooses to speak or write, the language he uses, and the sometimes interminable length of the addresses themselves can be difficult for English speakers. But the great dreams to which he alludes are not to be summarily dismissed. We can get bogged down in the minutiae of daily life and mistake the seemingly urgent for the genuinely important, limiting both ourselves and others unnecessarily. The headlines dominating our news or engaging our social media streams are sometimes petty and leave us making bad or selfish choices. Our thinking can become muddled, and when that happens, so frequently does our conduct. Advent is still a few days away, but it provides an excellent opportunity to simplify, reassess what truly matters, and act accordingly. That is why I always think these days between Christ the King and the first Sunday of Advent are a precious time of preparation. We may be choosing an Advent book to provide a fresh perspective on what we are celebrating, or drawing up a routine which will ensure we read the Mass readings every day and make time for prayer. Here in the monastery, we like to begin with 3 days of almost perfect silence. Apart from the Divine Office and necessary conversation with the butcher, the baker and the candlestick maker, so to say, we try to keep quiet and allow the silence to lead us. That isn't possible for everyone, nor would it be advisable in all cases. We have to use common sense, as well as spiritual sense, in our decision-making. Whatever we decide to do, I have a hunch that if we use this time imaginatively and ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we shall discover that the common good and our own personal good are more closely aligned than we may have thought. But it may take some hard thinking and hard praying to work that out.